Moving on, let's talk about some man names.
Let's do some man names.
Let's talk about whoop whoop. I startled the dogs again.
Don't startle tit dogs.
I startled. Startling.
I mostly startled the Han. He didn't give a shit though, because I scratched his face and he's like, "I'm actually tired. I don't care."
Oh. Well, sit sock, everybody.
Sit sock, everybody. God only knows where I'm starting this. I'm Kendrick.
I'm Joe. I guess if Kyle's not gonna go first.
I already
well,
said
Kyle,
it.
Kyle did go first, and then I went second, and then Joe, and then Kevin.
Oh, I didn't hear Kyle.
Well, Joe, you should get your head out of your ass.
No, I refuse to.
Get your head out.
I literally yesterday just edited the episode, a few episodes ago, where Kyle's audio got screwed up.
That's terrible.
It wasn't that bad. It wasn't that bad. I didn't try to recover the safety OBS record, but I actually used it for the cold open.
Oh, interesting.
So it worked out. I think it worked out. But yeah, it wasn't too bad. It wasn't too bad because fortunately we all, I think, and I don't get me wrong here. I'm not trying to be like I'm an amazing wizard, but like I kind of think I have a knack for like timing on certain things. So I think I was able to listen to my recording of your responses to my comments and then go back, find my comments and line your responses up. So I think it actually worked out pretty well.
Cool.
We'll find
have
out
to
on
actually
Friday.
Listen to that episode.
Yeah, you can listen to it and be like, "God damn, you fucked me." And then you should publicly tell me
wants
that.
To hear what I say anyway. So.
And matter. Then you can shoot me in a duel.
All right.
A duel.
Moving on from the duel that I'm not gonna have because that seems like I could just poison you and why even bother? But
I poisoned your wine as well.
No. That's the one way to get Kendrick.
We were just like Tenacious D-ing earlier. Somebody said something that reminded me of Tenacious D.
We should always Tenacious D.
Always be Tenacious D.
If you guys are fans of the show Game Grumps, they have a side channel that you probably know about already called The Grumps. And they do this thing called the Power Hour, which, I mean, I'm talking to you guys, but I'm actually...
Ironically, they stole it from Jacksepticeye.
Yeah. And that was a funny kind of interaction that they had with Jacksepticeye about it, I thought. But
well, they did, but they straight up stole it.
Yeah,
I know. But they have not stopped in lieu of what they're calling Backstreet Boys 2020, or what is it, like the...
Yeah, the Backstreet Boys Reunion Tour.
Reunion Tour, that's what they're calling... COVID-19!
And so, basically, instead of being in person doing the Power Hour, they recorded, like, a podcast that was more like an hour.
It was, it was a Power Hour.
It was pretty cool, actually. I wouldn't mind listening to those guys talk, because, I mean, that's what you do when you watch them play games anyway, especially if you're, like, doing it while you work or something else, is you're just listening to
it. I mean, it was fun. It was fun. I actually really enjoyed it a lot, even though they weren't playing games. I've actually enjoyed all their podcasts. They've done a few of them. Where they've had a few where the game just like fucking hard crashes and they don't know what to do, so they just talk for 30, 40, 60 minutes.
Yeah.
And I've enjoyed all those too. Like it's just fun hearing their train of thought go and in this particular example to just sort of talk over what Kyle was trying to say, I'm sure, but it was very endearing to hear other people struggling with the quarantine pandemic nightmare fuel. Right. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we're still under at the time of recording this, which fuck it, I'll say it. It's July 42nd, 2029, and we're still under lockdown. So it's tough, and it's kind of nice to hear other people who are also struggling and how they're handling it, but also other people who are busy. You know, like Aaron talked a lot about how. He's in meetings all day, and he's got this, that, and the other thing, and it's nice to hear from other humans who are struggling.
Yeah.
Yeah, they said something on there, too, where, like, everybody's past the, like, whole, like, oh my god, everything's dying, everything's wrong stage. Well, not that whole stage, but the whole, like, shock stage, and now everybody's, like, trying to actually contact people, is what Danny was saying. And
well, that's we're past that, the crisis. Mm-hmm. Stage, right? And we're now into the, well, this is our life now stage. So
But anyway, moving on. Let's talk about let's talk about some man names.
Let's do some man names.
Let's talk about whoop whoop.
There you go.
I don't know what that was.
So, dude,
that was
make thing. That your cold open.
You don't get to decide who
look,
he
only
talks
drunken
to.
Kendrick gets to decide what the cold open are.
Drunken future
off of
Kendrick,
when,
to be specific.
When
drunken
exactly,
future Kendrick, hear my call.
It's based off of when drunken future Kendrick thinks that drunken past Kendrick was funniest, because I am always the funny person in the cold opens because you guys don't edit this.
Fact.
That's fair.
That's a... Yeah, no.
That's how that works.
Can't disagree
just
with
to validate, that. Kevin agrees.
You did make an amazing right. soundbite.
Yes, I did. I did. And I'm so glad for that.
Yeah, it's a pretty good
so
one.
So glad
put
for
it on
that.
The, you should put it in this podcast.
I really... I gotta... I'll put it somewhere in here. I
don't
have it
handy.
Don't
we have, like, the soundboard still?
We do. Yeah, I'll put it in the soundboard.
Oh,
fuck
yeah.
All right, anyway.
Joe...
Band names.
Fuck y'all.
Fuck y'all, though.
Though. Thought.
All I right. see. I see. No.
Oh, God. Don't even. We don't need. You can put that one on there, too.
I don't think I should, but
I
go on.
I think you should. I think you
I'll put me saying it just now.
Yeah, there you go.
No, you should put the real one, because it's got more authority.
Do both. Have
yeah,
one
it,
of
that
you
does
doing
have,
it.
The real one, it does have a great, like, I see. I see.
No.
No! Jesus. Okay, sure. Got it, buddy. Sure. Anywho, not explaining that.
Hey, do you
moving
guys like when we
forward.
Talk about super inside jokes on the podcast?
It's like baseball. Dick kicking skeletons.
Oh, wow. You're already on it. Why am I here?
I am.
If you're already on it, why am I here?
Kyle, because I love you.
Okay, fair enough. Dick kicking skeletons. That's the name of the first one. And I'm already going to say this. It's a Halloween band that plays ska, and they dress up in skeleton outfits. And they're like basically the Aquabats if the Aquabats only sing about Halloween music, like Halloween themes, anything like that. That's what my
that's
what
such
is.
A good line that I'm just gonna piggyback on it. I like to be different, you know.
Right
I like
out the
to
gate.
Kinda articulate stuff here, but I'm gonna jump on this and I'm gonna say not only that, but they also exclusively play nothing but a varied and extremely specific articulation of spooky, scary skeletons. So
like,
they have
just like an hour.
They
and
have
half
an
long.
Entire set of slightly different versions of spooky, scary skeletons
Ooh.
As ska.
I like it. I'm also going to piggyback off of this.
Oh shit!
Do it.
So they do. This is the same band. Yeah, exact same band. That is their one song. They have one venue. They have one venue that they play, and it's the Spirit Halloween store. But they are always somehow outside of every single one of them.
Wow.
Oh, I like it. I've got an SCP feel. I like it
yeah.
a lot.
Yeah, it really does.
Since we're in the spirit of that, I'm going to go ahead and piggyback also.
Mm. Oh, shit. A quadruple
okay.
piggyback?
So,
too many piggies.
Here's the thing. Is that there? It's a group of bands, and like Joe said, they play outside of all of them.
It's like Itch.io, and you never know who anybody in the band is.
You never know.
Yeah.
It could be random people, and they also go in before each show and buy new skeleton outfits, and also they buy skeleton props to put around. So, and during the show, they kind of dick kick the prop skeletons just for a fun effect.
All right, I'm going to piggyback on that, piggybacking on everyone else's, and say that it's actually a ploy by Spirit Halloween to, like, you know, like, popularize that whole genre of, like, you know, pop-up stores, right? And
yes,
so, like,
yes.
There's another sub-band that's coming out, and yes. It's not the dick-kicking skeletons. It's going to be something else later on this list. But
and
not even today. It might be not today.
I'm gonna sneak in one more piggyback on top of
Holy
that.
Holy shit! There's too many piggybacks!
That... None of the costumes or props are fake. It's actually real skeletons that
oh,
is
shit.
A side effect of serial killers who are stripping people down to the bone with noxious chemicals and using their bodies as props for this thing. Spirit
Dude.
Has no idea, and that's the level of fucked up shit we're at now.
That's like that's you just described like the reason I'll never go to a haunted house is because like they're transient people to work in those houses. And what's a better point? What better way to hide a body than in a haunted house?
I wish that I had written down my prediction about how Kyle was going to react, and then like showed it to somebody because that was what I fucking wanted.
Okay.
Okay, well, so that was right. With all that, so I can understand the using real human skeletons to be the props, but I'm trying to figure out how they use the real human skeletons to be the costumes also. That's the part.
Oh, they're anime.
Very
the
carefully.
Bones.
Yeah.
So the bones are just like shittily like wired on like with just tape and like you know, modeling wire. And it's sketchy, it's brig.
Holy they're just shit. Painted glow in the dark and then they like dance only in the dark. Like they
glow
they
bones.
Just, yeah, they just make glow human bones into glow bones.
Glow bones.
Glow bones. Shout out to Corwin for glow bones.
Oh, sweet.
All right. Anyone ever watched the Tim and Eric Awesome Show?
Oh,
good job.
If you haven't watched that show or like Tom Goes to the Mayor, you should take a break.
Well, specifically the Tim and Eric Awesome Show, where my brother Corwin was the intern for that show, and he is the Glowbones guy.
You should look. So, you should link that because I think
I've linked it before, and I will link it again. Drunken future Kendrick, dear God, listen to drunken past Kendrick, assuming your liver still works.
Well, that was one amazing little tangent we went on.
So happy.
Next band. I love you guys so much. I'm enjoying this.
Yeah.
The next band is Aspiring Ass Spelunkers.
Aspiring Ass Spelunkers.
Yeah. I'm gonna start off again. This is a band of like proctologists in training, and it doesn't have a type of genre. They're just a band that they play together because they're all like training proctologists. They're like going to school for proctology.
Yeah, they're all in the same dorm or whatever.
Yeah, and they play like they're like a college band. Like they play like kind of jammy music, or like if they're feeling it, they do like a cover night. But like it's all a joke about them being like, you know, studying at proctologists. It's just it's just a cool college band. You find them at like you know,
yeah. They're fun. You hang out. You buy cheap beer. It's cool. You hang out. You mostly bring that girl you're trying to impress to the band. You know, yeah. I like it.
I also
okay.
Feel
nobody
like
else.
Took the
I'm
easy
gonna.
Route out.
Oh, sorry, Kevin.
I got one. If no one else does,
I want to just throw one out there because it's kind of weak. So I'm just gonna toss it. The image that comes to mind when I think of this band is actually basically the Whitest Kids You Know sketch where they were trying to get a label, and they got a label. The only reason they got the label was so that they could make this person during a press conference say their name out loud and then go down their list of songs. And it was like, no, seriously, like the name of the band was all the guys at our label are gay. I was like, no, seriously, I'm gay. Song number two is like, I'm trying to, this is my way to come out. Song number three, like it just keeps going like that. And that's kind of what I get the vibe from Aspiring Ass Spelunkers. But I also think that aspiring is also spelled with A-S-S, so.
Aspiring.
Aspiring.
Ass Spelunkers.
I dig it. Yeah. I dig it.
That's all I got. That's all I got for that
Kevin,
one.
Kevin, what do you got, Kevin?
I was down a similar route with Kyle, but it was like nurses that have to give prostate exams. That was kind of their
nice.
Training to do that.
So nursing school. No, that's a solid.
Maybe they're
solid
like
bit.
Sort of like the Bengals, like that sort of female punk rock going on.
Yeah, yeah. Bengals are underrated, to be honest.
Yeah, true.
All right, I got to drop this one because I'm pretty proud of this one just now.
Lay it on us.
This is a shitty, and I feel like I was going this route. It's either ska, punk, or acapella, and I'm not gonna pretend that it's not. shitty acapella cover band of Butthole Surfers.
Oh, awesome!
Ooh.
And they're aspiring.
That's a good one.
Because they have some perspective. They're not sure where they're at. They're not like really proud of themselves. So they're still aspiring to spelunk because they're all rock climbing enthusiasts, but they're all fans of Butthole Surfers.
I get it. That's awesome.
I like
and
it.
And so it is one of those like, well, this is a fucking small niche, but it's one of those things that inevitably goes viral, and then they have one song. And I'll have to admit, I know no Butthole Surfers songs by name, but they would like have this cover, and it would be like really cool because it's like made of them like climbing, and then the sounds of them climbing somehow makes the thing, and everyone's all like, that's a cool video, and they go viral, and then they never do anything nearly as good, and they all get depressed because they can't be as good as their one viral video, and then they beat their wives.
Sure. I have one more that I want to say, and it's one of those patented Kyle really weird ones. So are you guys ready?
After what that just happened, I'm gonna hang on. I'm gonna hang on to something physically.
Kyle, I'm always ready. Fuck
all right,
Joe.
So this is a group of UFO conspiracy theorists that sing about the conspiracies, right? But what they do is they dress up like grays in various pictures of aliens that the U.S. government's been hiding, and they're called amateur ass spelunkers because they do anal probing things on stage, like while they're like dancing and singing. And the whole idea is that they're not aliens; they're just they're trying to be the aliens, but
they're
amateur.
Aspiring.
Like, they're aspiring. Yeah. They're aspiring ass spelunkers because they're like trying to be these aliens singing about alien conspiracies.
Oh. I love it.
Okay.
Guys, has it ever occurred to you that our creativity could be better applied somewhere else?
No.
Like,
next
helping
song.
Humanity?
No.
I mean,
next
if you can think
song.
Of a way to do that, I'm more than happy to use it that way.
I've been struggling not to just, like, laugh out loud in the mic multiple times tonight, so.
Fucking laugh
so
out loud.
There you have it.
I got this.
But we,
for
I
you.
Think we should maybe just take the creativity and just make the game, the band names game. Like,
Band name game. I feel like we should. I feel like it's. I think it's a fun concept.
This could be something right, you could I'll do in a Jackbox party stuff. Style. You know.
Yeah. Maybe.
Yeah. Jackbox.
That or replace
you
the
know
whole
we should do it.
Apples to apples or Cards Against Humanity.
Yeah, I was thinking kind of like a Cards Against Humanity clone type of thing. But yeah, interesting. Okay. Anyway, moving on. The next band name is Urine and Poison. Urine and Poison.
Urine and Poison. Wait, you're looking at a different list. Oh shit! I scrolled down. Oh my god, I'm garbage. I prepped the wrong band name. Go on.
That's why anyway. They pay me the big bucks.
You just specifically asked them to give you oversized checks.
Yeah, no, it's just a dollar bill, but it's like really big.
It's big, yeah.
It's
Urine
fun,
and Poison.
Urine and Poison.
I'm letting someone else go first this time because I don't have anything for this one.
All right, I'll jump because I feel like I cheat because I wait a long time and I think of something that I think is funny and then I get to close with it. So I'm just going to shoot from the hip here and not plan. And I'm just going to start moving my mouth and see what comes out. Okay, this is all a ploy to buy Joe, Kevin, and Kyle time.
Huzzah.
All right, so take it what you will.
Sit-tong.
Urine and Poison. It is a cover. It is a shitty cover of... the band Poison, and it's a let's go ahead and say London-ish area. One of the I'm struggling. Sorry, I've been drinking.
Like the Clash.
One of the shitty parts of London, and they can't think of a way to make Poison sound shittier. Like, wow, we're like the grungier part of Poison, so we're like. Piss and Poison, because they can't be bothered to figure out like a better way of saying Poison, and they're like, no, you can't say piss, man. Like, one of the guys in the band's like, no, you should call it like something a little bit more formal. They'll never put piss and poison on a band, like on a t-shirt or on a sign. So, okay, what about like Urine and Poison? And then they're like, okay, well, we'll put that on there. So they're Urine and Poison, and they're just a shitty cover band of Poison that think they're being edgy by including urine.
Wow. That was quite
I blacked out for a bit. I hope that was fun. Quite the journey.
It did
it was.
Give me time
it was also
to think
very
of
close to what I was trying to do. So, fuck.
Mine's way
I gotta
out
think of
there.
Something else. I'll go last.
Go ahead, Kev.
All right. So this is gonna be way out there, in whichever side of the baseball field is the furthest out.
Left.
So, left. Left side.
Left field.
It's
there's one that's
why do I know? Why the fuck do I know that?
Yeah, I hate sports ball.
It's not punk because we've been doing nothing but punk. It's metal.
Nice.
Close enough. But
the second most done.
Second most done.
third.
Top. Well,
third.
they are
punk ska a cappella, so it's four.
Oh yeah, no, that's right.
They dress up as rats. Okay.
I like it.
Because rats are surrounded by urine and often surrounded by poison. Mm-hmm. Because you know people are trying to get rid of them.
Matt checks out. Yeah, yeah.
So they do like just a whole bunch of you can't understand anything they're saying. But it's all like just heavy metal music.
Are they just making mouse sounds?
Yeah, you can't understand them. It could be mouse sounds, rat sounds, whatever. that's how messed up their microphones are. Their microphones are so shitty that you can't understand their words, so they just sound like rats.
I'm struck by if anyone's seen Look Around You, Little White Mouse.
Little White Mouse, yes.
Yeah.
Hey there, little mouse. Yeah.
All right, Joe, you good? Got one, or you want me to go?
I got one.
Okay.
Do it, Joe.
Urine and Poison is a hardcore death metal band, like one of those Scandinavian ones. The ones where like the name, yep. You can't actually read the name unless you know what it is, because it looks like the back of a headseat rest that's been left in the
like
sun.
Built into
and
a
there's
crack
so many
out.
Fucking
built
like symbols over the letters. There's circumflexes and
exactly
and shit everywhere.
Yeah. Now the deal is with those types of like the really not even death metal, like black death metal, you know, and they just. Their whole shtick is like they get out, they do the screamo thing. They're talking in a foreign language, and when they're talking English, it's their accents are so bad you can't actually understand what they're saying anyway. But their lead singer has a glass of piss and a glass of poison, and they keep switching it around, and he tries to just chug it in one go, whichever one ends up in front of him, in the hopes that he dies in the throes of death metal.
Jesus Christ.
That is the most delightful intersection of, like, Die Antwerp and fucking Rammstein and, like, all of that.
Yeah, because...
But also, like, insane.
Yeah.
I'm just curious how long they went on live, because, you know, the odds are not in their favor.
No.
They roll through a lot of lead singers.
Well, the poison is neutralized by the urine. It's like a whole acid-base thing.
So they're chemists, okay, too.
It's like it's like the toxin. Well, yeah, they're Swedish.
That was,
so.
That was going to be my first attempt at a band was, like, apothecary people who, like, would start a band. But I thought of something far weirder. So, like...
Oh, good.
Like... Urine. Whenever someone says urine, I think of San Francisco, because there's no place in the world
correct
that smells more like trash and
San Francisco is made of pee. It's
really so what I was thinking is it's a slam poetry like group of homeless San Franciscans who sing about their like time in the 80s when basically they were just doing like cocaine and like drugs and stuff all the time, right? And now they just wallow in their own filth. So it's like slam trip poetry about the diatribes of like homeless people in San Francisco and their lives.
I dig it.
That was poignant
and beautiful, deep.
Yeah.
You always give Kyle the first slot or the last slot, and it's going to be amazing.
Yeah, you got
it. I do. I have to give Kyle something.
I'm just inspired, guys.
Snaps for you.
I really got to say, I actually love this game. The more we keep doing it, the more fun it is. Like the level of creativity that you guys can come up with, I fucking love it.
I think we all have we have a lot of bases covered too. So yeah, there's a lot of different inspirations.
All right, I think this is our last one we're gonna do.
Let's do one more, and then we can probably call it for this episode.
This one is Fistful of Werthers. It's Fistful of Werthers. Yeah, that's
Fistful
right
of Werthers. Yep. Now, if anyone's not familiar with it, does anyone here not know what a Werther is?
Let's wing it.
But say it for the kids.
Well, no. I want to know. Does anyone not know what a Werther is?
Okay. I know.
Kyle?
Yep.
Oh, we all know. Okay. So the reason I say is it's kind of fun sometimes to throw someone in if they don't know and be like, fucking guess what a Werther is. But if we all know what the candy is, then it is what it is. So, wants to go?
Oh, I've got one.
I mean, we all got something, I can tell.
Yeah.
Kev, do you want to lead?
And it's all going to be the same thing. So.
It is. This might be another agreeing one, so.
Okay.
Piggyback.
We already used our podcastly piggyback. So
yeah. Okay. So I'm gonna throw this one out there then. I believe the main theme song from The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly is called
Fistful of Dollars.
Yeah, it's like Fistful of Gold or something. Is the actual name of the song like Gold Eulogy? Ah, fuck. I can't remember what the name is, but it is a band. A cover band that exclusively plays that song. But what they do, so they get up and they start playing the actual song with the actual instruments. But the guy that does the ah, wah, wah, that guy, before they, like, as soon as the song starts, he just starts popping fists full of Werther's into his mouth. So he just starts singing around it.
Jesus.
And they're, like, spraying out onto the stage, and that's just, like, that's their whole thing. And it's just, like, their fist. They do.
Disgusting and sticky. Right.
They just spatter out everybody.
And that's Joe.
That's all I got.
Next.
Joseph Allen Quick, everybody. Okay.
Joseph, I don't. Wait. I christened Joseph with some new middle names.
Oh,
give me your middle names,
where
too.
Where are they? I'm sorry. I need to interrupt everybody because this is too.
Isn't one, like, have a Z in it? Methuselah?
I think both of them have Zs in them.
I'm gonna go while you think about this.
Okay, yeah.
So my version, Fistful of Werther's, is actually like a band that's meant to compete in the same genre as Five Finger Death Punch, and basically what it is.
Ah, you stole mine.
It's all the grandmas from all the bands of that genre that got together and they started singing songs like covering their own like grandchildren's music. And basically they're grandmas, so they have Werther's everywhere because grandmas have those in their house. It's just what they do. So, like, it's called A Fistful of Werther's because it sounds real badass, and it's like grandmas covering, like, you know, whatever genre of music that is.
Shit, I have to completely change mine now because that's basically the same thing.
Did you did grandmas and
it wasn't
metal?
Grandmas. Well, my original one was a Five Finger Death Punch that was a bunch of old dudes and because they have Werther's. Like, yours was better.
Oh,
no. For the record, it was right. Joseph Zipporiah Bartholomaeus Quick. Which he's keeping as his name now. And Joe, that is your name. Because I don't fucking care what your middle name is, because it's not as good as Zipporiah Bartholomaeus. Okay.
We gotta keep Alan in there, though. So Alan Zipporiah Bartholomaeus.
No, I wasn't gonna reveal your actual middle name.
That's not my actual middle name either.
That's no. The best part. It's not his actual middle name.
The important... It is his middle name.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay.
I don't care. No one cares what your name is.
So
it doesn't matter what your middle name is.
I do. Okay, I have one. It's a little different. Grandma's came first to my mind, of course, because Werther's and Grandma's got it. But what I'm thinking... what I'm thinking is you have this group of kind of gangster guys... Okay.
I like
sort
it.
Of badasses from back in the day, like from the 90s, real badass dudes. Well, they're super against the man, right?
Obviously.
Yeah. But they're getting on in age. They're pretty old and they actually became candy makers. But they're still holding on to that sort of 90s maybe a little 80s sort of like rebellious, like against the man vibes. So they have a cover band of Rage Against the Machine, but they all make candy on the side because that's their bread and butter, so to speak.
I see. Okay.
So instead of like pocket full of shells, it's fist full of words.
Fist full of words.
Yeah, exactly.
And a fist full of Werther. So
they make variations on the songs every once in a while.
I hate you guys because that's right where I went when I needed my backup after Tyler took my original like fucking idea.
Gotta go first, man. If you're not first,
shit.
You're last.
No, that's true. So I gotta go, but here's what I'm gonna do. I'm just gonna start talking again. So God, it makes sense.
See, we're at that point in the podcast where Kendrick's gonna be really pissed in the future.
I'm just sitting like... doing things with my hands, and we're gonna get what we get. Pocket full of Werther's. Okay, it is. Obviously, Werther's are only eaten by old people. That's an incontrovertible fact.
Indeed.
Right?
You guys don't like Werther's? I love them. Butterscotch.
No.
It's because you're an old person.
They're okay. Nothing against Werther's. I've actually I had a guy in college that I knew who loved them, and he loved them a lot. But we made fun of him for being old. So. Fucking call him out. Tim Wallace. You're still alive.
Fucking knew it.
Tim. I remember Tim.
Christ. Yes, Tim. Stop eating Werther's and stop bleaching your Asian roommates.
God, this took a turn.
That's weird. And that's just stop doing it. Dude, love bleach.
I forgot
about
bleach that.
So much. Too much.
He put it on everything. He cleaned CDs with it. He tried to poison his roommate with it.
Hey, you know who his roommate was? Actually, fucking, I'll drop names. Kyle, his roommate was Kevin.
Kevin.
Chu.
See? It was Kevin Chu.
I knew
Which
that.
Another way that we knew Kyle. the point was, he had Werther's all the time. So, like, in my mind, I think old people are thinking fucking Tim Wallace. And it's been, like, a decade since I've talked to that guy, so... if he's alive. But, Fistful of Werther's. Shit. Okay, so...
Wait, that wasn't part of the description of the band? That was just a side story?
No, that was a side. I blacked out. Where are we?
Is the band just you telling side stories while sitting next to a bunch of children in a room handing them Werther's?
Hold on. I got something. Okay, Fistful of Werther's, right? That's what it was. Fistful of Werther's.
Yeah.
Fistful of Werther's.
Dead silence.
I had something and then I got distracted. Shit. I gotta pass, guys.
Wait, no.
You could do is... Oh, sorry. Joe, go ahead and then I'll say mine.
Kendrick, I think what you did was you stumbled into it brilliantly. It's what Kyle said. That was Fistful of Werther's. Somebody who was trying to tell you a story about something, getting completely sidetracked because they're fixated on the Werther's, and then just rambling off until they forget what the original point was.
You're right. You're fucking dead right. I would like to enter that as my contribution. Thank you, Joe.
There you go. I was thinking you could also do one of those, like, marble sound machines with just Werther's instead of marbles.
Yeah, I just watched that video again the other day.
Interesting that, like, the Vintergarten? Where all the sounds come from, like, dropping and cracking candy.
No, but I do think it's me attempting to tell you a story and then distracting myself. And
well,
then
that's
forgetting what I was talking about with Werther's. So,
it's really
Jesus,
meta.
We're at like 30 fucking minutes.
All right, yeah. Let's go. All right, thanks for listening, everybody. It was nice
Wonderful.
To talk to
like,
you this
comment,
day.
Like, comment, and subscribe.
Yeah. We love
Bye.
You.
Stop
Bye.
Listening now. Stop Bye. Recording now.